Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Harry Met Movies podcast. My name is Harry, my dad.
Hi, Harry, how are you today? Good. Now that you're 15?
Yes, I am.
So for the listeners, it was Harry's birth yesterday as we record this. And why don't you tell all the listeners about our little show and what we do?
Basically, Dad showed me some from his childhood / teenhood / adulthood, and then we review them.
Yeah, pretty much. And what are we doing today?
Wall-E, which came out in
2008. And we always start the podcast by one of us recapping the plot under a number of lines, with this being Harry's Pixar month. We are going to get him to do it, and I'm going to give you two lines.
Wall-E is part of the robot which was sent to Earth to clean up after the humans. He ends up getting onto a spaceship and makes the humans go home, I think.
Essentially.
I didn't want to mention the plan, but like.
Okay, see, now you didn't realise it's not as easy as you think, is it? I always then give you some film facts. So, yeah, it's 2008. It's an hour and 38 minutes long. It's obviously it's a Pixar film. Budget was 180 million. It made 521. For the year, it was ninth. Top five were Batman the Dark Knight, Indiana Jones 4, Kung Fu Panda 3, Hancock. What?
Kung Fu Panda
3. No, it's just Kung Fu Panda, sorry.
Yeah,
Hancock and Mamma Mia. What does Wall-E stand for?
I don't know. Is it waste?
Waste allocation, load lifter Earth class.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. It's so weird how long I live Wall-E, which makes sense.
Eve is actually named after an employee of Pixar.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. There is a nod in it to Walt Disney. It's like his full name comes. Walt Elias Disney's actually, you see the name quite a bit dotted around. The boot up noise of
this Windows.
It's Apple's.
Apple something.
Because Pixar was originally owned by Apple as well.
Was it?
Yeah. Apple and Pixar were part of the same company, and then I think it's Disney sold it and Apple bought it, and then they resold it back when it became what it became.
Yeah.
This is the first Pixar cartoon with live action. I think it might be the only one with. No, Ratatouille's got it in a little bit, has it?
No,
it hasn't. No, it's literally the first one that's got live action in it as well. So, we do what is our. It's a part of questions, it's a couple of questions really. I've found some when I was sorting stuff out, so these are quite. There'll be some random ones, you might have to get the context, but what we do is we pull a question out and we ask the other person a question. You might struggle to remember right because some of these are older ones.
Are you
going to
translate that?
So, this is where you have to ask me which character would be a good guest at a convention.
Okay, which character would be a good guest at a convention?
Wall-E, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so just chuck them to one side. So yeah, some random things and stuff.
We're going back in time.
Some of them might be appropriate, some of them won't. What character would be me? So usually we do it both, but we're just going to do which one would be me.
Honestly, I think Wall-E.
Okay.
Be a teacher, what subject? This is old, I remember that.
Eve. I think she'd be good at most things. I think she's probably quite smart. Also, maybe geography or science.
Also, if you get annoyed.
Funniest character.
Probably, honestly, Wall-E or what's that little cleaning robot?
I was going to say the cleaning robot is the other one that pops to my mind.
What would you like from the film? Are you on that one?
The cleaning robot would be good, wouldn't it? Which character would you do a spin-off with?
Honestly, It's not spelled with a single character. It's spelled with like a whole before Wall-E. I mean.
What, when there was more of them?
Yeah, like when the humans like destroy Europe and then the Wall-Es came.
We're created by the Earth people.
How is Wall-E the only one?
Because the others all break down.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just some most iconic scene. I want to say it's probably the opening.
Possibly the opening, or when they're flying around space together.
Yeah, true.
Best music moment.
Somewhere, Barnaby, isn't that?
Yeah.
I don't know what song's called. Scariest moments of life, does it?
No, it's a big enough one.
Maybe when the like the human just get like jumps at the robot, maybe. But Jesus, one small. Four dads, so it's good then. Oh my. How old is this one? I don't know, dad's had his living room decorated too.
Can I remember when I first watched it? When it came out, I went to the cinema to watch it. It was one of those, but at this point, I watched every single Pixar film ever on
this
cinema.
One came out the year.
Which one do you think would be best at building a Lego set?
Wall-E, I'm sorry.
Do you think?
Eve has. Oh yeah.
I think Eve would be.
She does have fingers.
I think you find Eve would be better at it. I think she'd be quicker as well. Do you think the film has a message? We'll leave
it.
Yeah. You're asking me that one. Yeah. I would say it's the first Pixar film that's a love story. And the idea is that they're different, but that doesn't matter.
I think I can message on that today, but...
What?
Is that we should look after
the Earth? Yeah, but I don't think that's the message of the film. I think it's that the differences between people don't matter. So let's talk about film. Barbie. Tell me what you think about it.
Honestly, the intro is my favourite bit. Because it's just Wall-E messing around with random objects. Like, when he finds... My favourite bit is when he finds a spork and he has, like, a bit of a spoon and a cork again.
Yeah, he has a spoon section and a fork section. He doesn't know which one to put it in. Didn't he put it in the middle?
Yeah. Like, how you see Rex and stuff do it, don't you, too? There's a lot of references in this, I think. Like, you see, like, the money on the floor, and you see how the billboards are still working, I think, Ollie.
I like the bit where he picks up a diamond ring in a box, and he chucks a ring away and keeps a box.
I would. The box is cool. I'm not. What I like is when you first see Wall-E, but then you see him go past, and there's, like, a sign showing him what he was, like, how he looked before. And then when, like, a billboard pops up, and it's, we'll clean up the mess or something. I like that, and then you see all the Wall-Es, like, obviously. And he also has to take part in his friend, which is a bit sad, isn't it?
But not his friend, if a cricket is his friend, or a cockroach. Okay. I would say, so, I'm just going to put this out there, and when we rate it, this is where it's going to get awkward for me. This is my favourite Pixar film.
Same.
Comfortably my favourite, right? However, I'm not. It's not perfect. I think there is a better Pixar film, as a whole film.
Which one?
We'll do it if we ever come and cover it. Otherwise, I'll just leave it. The first 20 minutes or so of this film, where he, from the moment you meet Wall-E to where he gets on the ship, is all fine. It's when people start talking and humans come into it, but the film isn't ever as good as the beginning. We'll go into it afterwards when we do questions and stuff later on, after we do our ratings and stuff, but I don't think that's the only... I think the film is never as good as its opening.
Yeah, but it's still high up there for me. Was this one of the first Pixar films I saw?
I'm not sure. Because maybe.
I bet you probably bought it.
Yeah, I definitely
owned watched it. Because this came out the year before me, so you probably... I have, like, a connection with my love as a bit.
I've got, like, a Wall-E, haven't I?
Yeah. Because you lost that pot for ages. Have you found it?
Yeah. You randomly lost the plant but found it in your Lego set. In your Lego, which knew what it had to be somewhere. And it's still probably my favourite Lego set. It was one of the hardest to build as well. Because no one... know how they all have bags, like bag one, bag two. Yeah. It didn't have that. It was just five bags, but they weren't numbered one to five. You just had to empty them all out.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Also, oh. Pretty sure when it first came out, pretty sure NASA, it had a flaw with it. Like they had to recall like some one piece or something was wrong. I don't really remember.
But yeah, I love like, even when we watched this, like Oliver, I remember he was laughing his head off at like the bits with the trolleys where.
Yeah.
He knocks a trolley and they all chase him and
he's trying to be like romantic.
Well, this is it's just when it's just him, that's brilliant. Like when he's doing stuff and he's building things and all that, it's dead interesting. In fact, you've got to think there's no words.
Yeah.
It's just like little sounds, other than like the music and stuff. There's just and then it's like you say, it's when Eve comes in and you can see how he starts to like her.
How is that, like,
and he's trying to impress her by showing him stuff.
You can see a lot in his eyes.
And where he gives her the Rubik's Cube and she solves it and then gives it him back and he's like, huh?
I like how his eyes, like, they move up and down. And like, he has, like, got a wind wiper, doesn't he?
He looks very much like, I always think he looks like Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Yeah.
There's a definite
design,
isn't there?
I think he's long enough, brother.
I even like where she then becomes like a module because he gives her the plant and he's then still taking her around everywhere. He's got like lights and he's using it as like a lead to drag her around. A bit where he holds her hand but she snaps back and his hand's stuck and he can't get his hand out, or he stands over an umbrella over her and stuff. I think it's amazing how they do it.
I like the scene where he takes her into like his little it's a home.
Yeah, it's I would say it's where he charges and he charges through the sun. It must be like a repair thing. They probably were all the little blocks where they where he keeps his stuff. It's obviously where they all were.
Yeah.
Like where they were stored, because they would fit him. Because now he can go into a cube, can't he?
Yeah.
I would say that's where they all go.
There's like three of them. They seem to hold a lot of things. There must be a lot.
I think there's a lot of them. I think they're all over. I think the idea is that they drove the Wallies there. And they went out, and that's just where he lives.
Was it just in that one city, or was it all over the planet?
The entire planet, that's the idea.
So when there's more in different planets?
Maybe.
Is there a French Wally? Like French Buzz?
Maybe.
I like this, because he's just showing around, and like, she's got the tape, and she rang, and he has to fix it and all that, and then he has a light bulb, doesn't he?
Mm.
And he gives her the light bulb, and it glows, and gets really confused. Like when the fish on the wall sings, and she pulls out the gun, and he's like...
Yeah, it's what's interesting is obviously he's grown a bit peculiar, because the idea was he'd just be a robot, wouldn't he? He'd be packing the things, but he's starting to collect things because certain things are starting to intrigue him, so he's almost like his programming has gone slightly off.
Also when he puts, because he has like this film that you watch, what's the film,
I don't.
It's like an iPod, isn't it? And he gets like a magnifier, and he starts dancing with that little metal tin, and then she jumps and like hits him in the thing. His eye pops off, which is sad as well.
So this is the problem, so we're talking about a film, and we've only really mentioned the first sort of 15-20 minutes. And don't get me wrong, the rest of it's good. It's like an interesting. The rest of it is a good Pixar film. So when he gets on the ship, and then the other robots are good, like you said, the cleaning one, and then you've got the it's like a boxer, but it's not. I don't know what it's actually meant to do.
It's like
a massager one. Yeah. And then there's a painting one and stuff like that.
A makeup one.
Yeah, that's all good. And it's all exciting, the battle of the robots, and then...
I love that scene, though.
What?
When, like, because somebody took the plant out of Eva, didn't they?
Autopilot.
They sent a message saying no one comes back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Which just A113, which is the old art room in College Ritual, and so he hires the plant, and he thinks Eve's defective, and they think Wally just messy, isn't he? So he goes and he gets panicked. So he thinks he's killing Eva. So he breaks out and uses the gun and shoots the power, and just all hell breaks loose at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, because the massage one's got his gloves cut, of arms tied up, and they cut them open, didn't they? Or shoot them open, and then he goes after all the robots and just destroys them all.
Yeah, because they send out a couple, and then at the end, he plays a song, doesn't he?
It's really, it, like I say, the rest of it's really good, and like the whole bit with the humans. And
humans not in it that much.
No, but when it, the captain's in it quite a bit, and there's like a couple, isn't there?
I think the captain needs to be in it, because I think if you just had the autopilot, it wouldn't really work with like the humans trying to get back to Earth. Because if they didn't have an autopilot, why would it need?
No, yeah, you do need the, but it's like varying.
I like how there's that two couple.
Yeah, a couple that Wally interacts with, doesn't he?
I like when he knocks over and Wally helps him up. Or when she's like, he like knocks a thing and she's like, when they say, we have a pool.
Yeah, so the whole point is that the humans have got all these like, it's a statement on technology and stuff as well, isn't it? Because, and if you think about it, so this is 2008, so we're 14, 16 years later.
Yeah, 15.
If the point is that everything becomes about technology, so they literally sit on these things and they took, you know, it says like blue's the new red or red's the new blue, I can't remember which way around it is now. And so all their suits just automatically become that colour if you buy it. And it's just like everything's just touch at a button, and it's so easy to do that nowadays, where you just, if you want something, you can just buy it and it turns up the next day, like you did today, sort of thing. You bought something yesterday and it's arrived tonight.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, and it's a statement on all that sort of stuff.
Even I do like going into the shop sometimes, so.
Yeah, but it's mad how that was 16 years ago, and essentially it has predicted what's happened. Not to that degree, but it's, you could see that happen in that future, couldn't you? Where
also,
you would just sit around and not do anything.
I wouldn't want to, because those chairs don't look comfortable.
No, but like, obviously they don't walk as much, so because they don't walk, they struggle with movement, basic movement, because everything, they just float around in these chairs and they just sleep in the chairs, and I don't really know what they do, but go in the toilet, they must get out, or there must be something that allows them to go in the toilet.
So they've got a whole pit in the bowl.
Maybe. But because when they go back to Earth, that's the problem, isn't it? And obviously the captain, the thing is, he falls off his chair, and he has to actually stand up for the first time and walk across the room.
Yeah,
to
they play the same pot, like,
like a big thing.
Yeah, because like,
so like I say, that's all really good. And don't get me wrong, I don't think you could have done the film like the beginning bit where it's just silent and there was no talking. That would have took a big risk to do even an hour and 10 minute film, like, where nobody speaks.
There is stuff like some of the, I think the makeup robots speaks, and I think Otto speaks, obviously, and I think, what is it?
Well, Eve speaks, doesn't she?
They both really speak, they don't speak a lot of words, though. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, like, it's very limited, but to have...
What are they called?
That would have been, I think that would have been a massive risk to do.
There's like, it's barrier robot, I have no clue what they're called. Cool. The ones, like, which they hold to them.
I don't know.
Yeah. It almost, the massage won't destroy one of them. The film's like amazing. I like to see him in a spaceship and this like damp fire extinguisher.
Yeah, so she can fly and he's using a fire extinguisher to fly around.
Yeah, and then the first kiss, it shocks him, which is so cute, and he just passes out.
Well, that's a big thing, isn't it? The saddest moment in this is when you think he's dead. And
I
she,
think he got all of it, didn't it?
And she builds him and then shoots a hole in the roof to try and get him alive, and he comes back, but he's not Wally, he's just a normal robot, and starts going back, and it's not until she touches him again and kisses him again and gets a shock, and then she's got his hand like that, and he grabs her hand.
Also, it's this massive, massive Wally jet.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly must have built them before they went on the ship here. Why not just place two of them?
It's true, they should have, well, they didn't use them on Earth, but I suppose because they couldn't get into the areas.
They just
have them. Because Wally can get into everywhere, whereas the idea is that the stuff's all around the Earth. So, like, in between building stuff, they wouldn't be able to do that, would they?
The sad thing when he's destroyed his.
But get your point. They could still have some and they could have been crushed for it all. Because he's building, like, all these big skyscrapers almost out of a little block where they could just crush them into one big. Into, like, several big ones or whatever.
I do like, it's sad when he gets crushed, but how he gets, like, because they've done that all these, like, I want to know the guard robots, basically, which they just, like, and, like, and he, like, plays a song, doesn't he, and all the robots just come running, and then, obviously, they put the plant in, don't they? and then like all humans come in. What I liked is when the little couple says, like, there's some like baby swinging, and I said, we're about to have something, and they swing.
We're about to have kids.
Yeah, it swings, it's funny. Like a whole train just.
That's what I mean, like the.
It's good beats.
The rest of the film is good. It's so like. That first film, first 20 minutes, whatever it is, where they're silent, and it's just those two, it's a 5-star film. The rest of it, if it was just on its own, I think would be like a solid 3.5 to 4, that sort of area, comfortably. And it's whether, so we'll go into that now, unless there's anything else you want to talk about, we'll do. We'll go into the scores, and that's where it becomes difficult, because for the new listeners, we rate our films out of 5, 1 being a poor film, 2 being a, maybe it's on TV, watch it, but I wouldn't rush. 3 is a recommendation, 4 is a brilliant film, and 5 is, you're not going to get better in its genre.
What have we rated the rest?
So this is the last one we've done of the Pixar month, and we've done Toy Story, the first one got 4s right across the board off us both. Monsters Inc. is a 4.25, and Ratatouille got 4.5 across the board. Now your question is, do you rate this based on its first 20 minutes or over?
Like all I said, of it.
See, that's the thing, and I think that's what pulls it down.
What's our rate Ratatouille?
4.5.
Okay, I'm giving it a 4.6.
So you think this is better than Ratatouille? But is it a better film, or is it your favourite?
My favourite,
not the favourite. And that's not what you got.
No, okay, I'll give it 4.5. I think it's equal to Ratatouille.
Okay.
If I had to pick one, I'd watch both on TV.
They've got a similar sort of feel, in the sense of a nut. I think this is when Pixar had these great concepts to start with: Toy Story, Bugs Life,
kind of struggling.
Monsters Inc., Finding Nemo. They were all like The Incredibles, all these great concepts, and it's almost like once the success got to a level, it's almost like they could just experiment a bit. And I think Wall-E and Ratatouille are the directors enjoying telling great stories rather than worrying about the money, because their name brought the money. Pixar brought the money in.
Yeah. That was kind of sad that it kind of fell off, wasn't it?
No, because you still have gems every now and then. Like, don't get me wrong, so like Turning Red is a really good film.
Yeah.
That's a solid
4.
I would say that's 3.5 to 4 comfortably. Yeah. But it was for Disney Plus when it killed. Luca's not as sold on.
Yeah.
I quite like Onward, but that's a personal thing, which is about the two brothers.
I've not seen Elemental yet.
I haven't seen Elemental, but Inside Out is fantastic.
Lightyear was all right.
Yeah, not so. You're giving this a 4.5, do you say?
Yeah.
I think there's a 5-star Toy Story film, by the way.
Third one.
I think the third one's a 5-star film. So I've kind of let slip now. That's the film I think is better than.
So wait, stay in the pocket for 2 more years when I try to do the third one.
I think that's a perfect animated movie.
We're doing a Pixar one for every year.
Do you want to do it every April, yeah?
I'll do Toy Story. So, because I'm waiting for 5, so that's perfect.
I'll give us a 4.5 as well. So we'll stick. I think that's sensible. I think
I think
the first 20 minutes is a 5. The rest of it's a 4.
Yeah.
So via 4 to me. You hit in the middle, it's 4.5, which makes it equal with Ratatouille. And it's, that means the lowest score in one is Toy Story, which is 4. And that's because actually out of the first 3 Toy Stories, personally, I think Toy Story 1's a weaker one. We always do a bit of a quiz, so because it's been Pixar month, we've been doing Pixar films, and we're doing the Wall-E ones, so which one do you want?
I get the one with.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to go with this one, then.
Do you want to answer those?
If I get the question, what
does
Wall-E's full name mean?
How do passengers travel around the Axion?
Like floating chairs.
What object does Wall-E use to navigate space after its escape pod explodes?
Fire extinguisher.
Wall-E stores a plant he finds in a what? Boot, vase, boot. Teapot. What colour is deemed the new red for Axion shoppers?
Blue.
Eve is an acronym. What do the letters stand for?
Environmental. How many letters is Eve? Is it
It's E-V-E.
Right, I'm at home. Can you give me a hint for the V? Is it... Oh, no.
It's something you eat, almost.
Fermental, no. Eve.
You're not right with the first one, by the way.
It's not a firement, no. What?
Do you give up?
No.
We're not sitting here all day.
Yeah, because honestly, that's impossible.
Extraterrestrial vegetation evaluator.
Yeah, so it's true or false, woolly friend and pet on Earth is a butterfly.
False.
True or false, woolies, biolodge stand for BNL stands for biolodge. I just.
Mm-hmm. You're saying, is it true or false?
Yeah.
True.
I messed it up, okay, that's the answer, right? Which Earth object does Wally not know how to catalyze? A. Spirit. A.
Spork.
Don't
yeah, most of mine we talked about.
Yeah. Which anniversary is being celebrated on board the Axiom? I know.
2,000 years. It's high, isn't it?
They're celebrating, do you give up?
Yeah.
They're celebrating 700th anniversary of.
Okay, I know.
5-year cruise. Wally's an acronym, what does the letter
stand for? Out of interest, you mean, I wonder if 700th anniversary of 5-year cruise, are they saying they're celebrating 700 times 5 over 700 years?
700 years. Your.
Waste allocation.
Shut up.
Load lifter Earth class.
Got one. I still like you.
I still got 4, we still drew. So, a couple of things we're going to chat about. Right, okay. So, I'm going to do a few things. This might be a slightly longer episode than usual. Ooh. But with it being your month, I didn't think it was too bad. So, something I was going to touch on. Like I said, I think this falls into a category of two other Disney films. Where... So, Wall-E is never as good as its first 20 minutes. We've established this, yeah? Up is never as good as its first 5. Yeah? When you see the relationship of Carl.
Yeah.
And The Lion King is never as good as its opening song.
Nah, yeah.
That opening song is the best thing in the entire film. And that's just my opinion. This falls into that category where the opening of it is the best you're going to ever get.
Probably, yeah.
And they never quite live up to that. So we were going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about is, do you want to do Disney now? So just come back from Disney.
Save it because it might take longer, won't it? And you've got to clear up some more.
No, we can then jump back into.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Disneyland Paris. We've just come back from there last week.
Was it last week, Jesus?
So.
Lies when you're having fun.
For those who haven't seen it already on our TikTok, is a video of Harry meeting Stitch. Incredibly lucky because Stitch doesn't meet and he just happened to pick him out of the crowd on a parade.
Yeah, I was wearing the brightest clothes.
So, what do you enjoy? What didn't you enjoy?
I enjoyed Stitch, obviously.
Okay, forgetting Stitch, just take Stitch out of the equation. Favourite ride?
Oh, that's difficult for me. I liked the Haunted Mansion. I've just really liked that was like the first ride, which was thought I liked Paris Caravan. I liked a lot of the 3D rides.
See, I did. I liked the Star Wars one. Yeah. Can't remember what it's called. Spaceport or Star Wars Space, maybe something like that. I liked the Web Slinger one.
Yeah, Ratatouille.
Ratatouille one. And then I also liked the Buzz game.
Yeah, because you're very competitive.
Other than Stitch, favourite character you met?
Mickey.
I was going to say, I think it's Mickey, and I'll be honest, like, I think we all agree on this. Mickey isn't the character you want to meet. Not offence to Mickey, but it's. I said this to your mum, I said, the thing is, Mickey has to be. She said, I think if you asked your mum, she'd say Mickey, even though she's a huge Goofy fan. Because your expectation for Mickey is because he just seems like, oh, it's just Mickey. It's Mickey Mouse. He's everywhere or whatever.
Yeah.
But I said, Mickey Mouse has got to be arguably the most recognisable character full stop.
Yeah.
Out of anything. There's no, you know, he's literally, you can recognise him by just three circles. One big one, two things. If you put a plate with two little plates, you'd think, oh, that's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's how simple he is. I can't think of anything that's more recognisable than him as a character. Films, TV, books, anything. But the person that plays, that is inside Mickey, whoever it was, in the costume.
Yeah. Was amazing.
Was incredible.
It wasn't just...
But I said to your mum, I said, they have to be. Because Mickey Mouse is that... Mickey Mouse is Disney. Yeah, that's him.
Like, it wasn't Mickey. It was Mickey, but it was like some kind of Halloween version.
Yeah, because of it's outside the Haunted Mansion. Yeah. That's what he's dressed
like, up. Like, he was so, like...
Every person he was like that with.
Yeah, like, there was, like, a girl with just her birthday, and he wanted the whole crowd to think happy birthday. It was just... Like, my mum had it in Ursula, because she's a bit obsessed with Ursula, more than me. Goof, honestly, my boy. And then, like, he, like, looked at it, and he was, like, looked at mine, so it was really nice. How he, like, made...
It was like, the other one was like that to me, was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's the same principle, as Spider-Man is the biggest Marvel character. So, he has to be spot on.
Yeah.
Because it's a brand.
Yeah.
And Mickey's that. If you'd have gone up and Mickey was just like stood there, took some pictures and you wandered off, you'd have been, yeah. But because he's so over the top, you think, how amazing is Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
And kids will think that. So like, I know, say like he was, if it was Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto's amazing too.
But if it was Pluto and he's just like, you walked over, he gave you a hug and that was it. But Mickey Mouse can't get away with doing that. Pluto could. Goofy could. Donald could. Do you mean they all could? Mickey Mouse can't.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think Mickey Mouse is the most impressive.
My favourite one, like my second one, was probably Pluto. Because I loved how he signed the book.
Oh, he put the book on his nose, didn't he?
Which is so clever.
Favourite rivalry. Favourite thing you ate?
Don't. Too many.
Was it the Thor's hammer?
It was that, the cheesecake stick.
We won't go into that.
There's some trauma. It was delicious.
Yeah, was that your plate? Where was your favourite place to eat? Was it the hotel?
Yeah.
We stayed in the Marvel Hotel, by the way, for listeners.
A bit fancy. New York.
What was your favourite thing? So, like, was it any of the shows? Was it the fireworks? Was it the parade? Was it... You've got to take the Stitch thing out of the equation.
Why? Though,
because that's a different moment for you.
There was two. Stitch Live.
Yeah, but do you know what? That was the most surprising thing. But go on.
I just loved it. I was like, oh, it's going to be like, they're going to have a camera, they're going to like say hi, that's basically. But
it's interactive screen, isn't it, that talks to you?
It's just how somehow they must have like a camera where, or like something.
So for the listeners and the watchers, it's a Stitch... Stitch Live is a show, you sit in like an audience and there's a big screen and Stitch is a cartoon on the screen, but there's a host and the host talks to people and Stitch interacts with those people and it's not generic, he's using their names.
Yeah.
And he's replying to them and talking about them and stuff. So,
like, there was...
That's what he's gone about.
At some point he mentioned, like, there's a guy in the back with, like, a hat and he's like, who is that? And then he's, like, he's searching the queue and he's like... It's what is it? What is it?
He's a criminal from a.
Yeah.
He's escaped from a.
Like a little girl and the thing. Yeah. It was just so amazing.
Okay, so you said Stitch Live. What was the other thing?
Honestly, the fireworks and the drone show. The whole time, I was like, I'm going to take a picture. Like, no, I can't. Like, I have to stop.
Well, I think I took enough for everyone on that.
Like, the drones itself was just amazing. How it just, like, even when it was, like, going behind the castle, it looked like 3D. You know what I mean?
Even so,
it must not be.
For me, Stitch Live, I get what you're saying. I think that was the most surprising. I just didn't think it was going to be very good because I knew it wasn't him. I knew it was a screen, so I thought, oh, it'll be all right. I quite liked the Pixar show, the one you fell asleep in. Because Oliver really loved that and he wanted to see Mike Wazowski and that's where you see him.
The Pixar show was good, but I fell asleep.
I slept
a lot on this trip.
I agree with that, it was amazing. Another thing that surprised me the most, I would probably say, is the parade where Stitch was on.
Yeah. That was
because it was obviously you have a parade where the floats go through, so this is more like a show parade, isn't it, where they stop and they dance and stuff like that. That was way more engaging and fun than I thought it would be.
Song was amazing.
But anyone that's...
there's one other thing.
Go on.
It's when they had like the second show, and like it wasn't like the show, it was this one thing, the Magnificent played, and there was like these things at the front, it looked like the wheelers, and it was so cool.
See, one of my best memories about it all, not doing a Stitch thing, is you and Oliver just seemed dead relaxed.
Really?
Considering it's a...
I fell asleep.
Considering how overwhelmed you can get in situations and stuff. And
it felt safe, that's the thing.
And Oliver can as well. Okay, yes, he had a moment where... quick recap. He got in a mood and ran off. We found him. Everything's fine.
I got the first cheesecake.
But... other than that, he doesn't engage with people like he did with those characters. He sees people dressed up, so when we've been to Comic Con and stuff like that, and he's seen people that he recognises, like Thor or Spider-Man, he doesn't go near them. When I've said, oh, do you want a picture of him? He's like, no. The only one he ever did was like the R2-D2 at Comic Con. But straight away... with Tigger and all that, and that, he just was straight over to him, giving him hugs and wanting pictures and stuff.
I think it's with Disney, it has the aura of like you're safe.
And he was and he was just wandering around quite happily. He wasn't stressed or anything.
Like with me, I honestly before I knew about this, I was watching Disney stuff. So it's like, it's Disney, they're gonna have safety stuff. If someone gets hurt, it's a big thing, isn't it? Really. I knew that you wouldn't really, it's not safe at Disney, you know what I mean? Like, how much security they had.
Yeah. So.
Also, I might have won a bet, so I'm happy.
So, other thing I was going to do, I was going to do something else, but we'll do that as. I'll save that for me next two picks a month. What I am going to do is something called a blind ranking with you. So, going back to Disney, if you're thinking about going,
don't
save up. And go for it.
Don't go high for something, that's all.
You won't regret going. We're going to do what's called a blind ranking.
Okay.
So, I'm going to name you five films.
Yeah. I think about this, I think I've seen this.
And you get to pick what order you're going to put them in without knowing what film's coming next.
Ooh, I've seen these.
One, two, three, four, or five. And you get to say where you're going to put it.
Okay.
Do you want films or do you want characters?
Either,
I
might
mind.
You pick.
I'm asking you.
Films.
Okay.
I think that's easier.
Do you want Pixar films?
Any.
Yeah, should we do Pixar films? We've been Pixar month.
Pixar on Disney, because it's easier.
No, I'll just do Pixar films. Let's go easy for you. Inside Out.
So it's one the top and five the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Okay.
I'm not sure I can mess them up already. I think I got this though.
You think you got this, do you?
I've seen these, I think.
Monsters Inc.
Three. Oh, look at him, he's gonna psych me out, I think.
Toy Story.
Which one?
Toy Story.
Five.
So now, whatever the next two I pick. I've got to be.
He's gonna pick the worst film.
I've got to be above Monsters Inc. and Inside Out and Toy Story, Incredibles.
One.
Ooh.
I do like Incredibles. No, I'll swear if you pick something.
What? If I pick what? Cars.
Damn it.
So that's two.
I don't like Cars.
So it's incredible. You've got at number five Toy Story, at number four Inside Out, number three Monsters Inc., at number two Cars, number one Incredibles. Where would you put them? What would you change? What would be number one?
Stone Pebbles. Cars would be the bottom. I don't like Cars.
Okay, what would be second?
Monsters Inc. And then.
So you go Incredibles, Monsters Inc., Inside Out, Toy Story, and Cars.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it for me and just randomly come up with it?
I can try to. Not characters or films. I won't be able to write them down, Dad, so.
Yeah, you just tell me and I'll put mine up.
Dunk film.
Should we do films? Yeah, yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Do you know your films you're picking at the top of your head here? Are you just going to try and be awkward?
I'm
going to go two.
Ooh. Okay. Infinity War.
Four.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, that's a bit odd, isn't it? Harry Potter.
Which one?
Prison Azkaban. Really? Fifth?
Yeah. No, I'm going to go three.
Yeah, because I'm second yacht, am I? Number?
You should be picking two random things.
I know, I'm thinking. Look. Star Wars, A New Hope. Is that one of them?
One.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what films, or whatever film you picked for your last? What's the Star Wars one to end? Jar Jar Binks then.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah. Is that...
Well, that actually would work fine.
Would it?
Yeah. I would say, if you gave me those five films, that's the one I'd probably watch last.
Okay.
Maybe the only one that I could potentially swap around is, if I was being fussy, I would go Star Wars, Mrs. Doubtfire, Infinity War, Harry Potter, and then Phantom Menace. But to be fair, all five of those I'd happily watch.
Okay.
We should do this where we should write, I'll write all the films we've covered down into a pot. And we can pull them out and we can do a blind ranking and just pick five out at random. It'd be another little game we add to our, I think.
A collection.
So thanks a lot for everyone for listening. It's a slightly longer episode than usual. Not much, about 10 minutes. Hope you've enjoyed and check us out on all socials at When Harry Met Movies.
Bye, Mug.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.